good singing. Appreciate you. I hope you have already had a blessing. I'm trying to be quick tonight, and I won't promise anything, but I am going to try to be quick tonight. I want to start somewhat of a series, and may do it a little differently. We'll see how it goes. I'm sorry I didn't see y'all up there. But we'll see how it goes. We'll let the Lord lead it. But we're going to start off tonight with the first sermon in Matthew chapter number 25. We'll be reading verses 14 through verse number 30. And so you can go ahead and find that. Thank you, Dalton. I appreciate it. And choir, thank you for singing and being a blessing. This is a parable that Jesus gave in light of the millennium. We're not going to deal with that. We're going to deal with it in application tonight. But I want to take a look. It's probably a familiar story to most of us. And if not, that's all right. And we'll get familiar with it tonight. The Bible says in verse number 14, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Verse 24. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee. Thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talents in the earth. There thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not straw. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with, I think that's usury. Verse 28, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Verse number 30, we're done. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We know this story. We should know this story. As we look at this passage of Scripture, the Lord here is given a parable. He's given a parable about the end times. He's given a parable concerning the readiness of his disciples. They are to be ready. If we were to go back in the beginning of Matthew chapter number 25, we would see the 10 virgins. But here he gives us a parable of the talents. He tells us that there were multiple servants that were handed these talents. Now, our English rendering of the word for you and I, most of us know talents to be our abilities or what we're capable of doing. But in the story, if you were to go back and take it to the Greek, it was concerning money. However, in application tonight, we're going to take it just as the English does. And we're going to talk about, in application, this being life resources, if you will. life resources such as our time, our money, our abilities, and possibly our authority. As we look at this tonight, I want you to know that first off in this deal that these talents were not cheap. When you see that a talent was given to one, you see one of the servants got 10 talents, got 5 talents, one of the servants got 2 talents, and one of the servants got 1 talent. When you study this out, I've read where commentators said 1 talent would have been equal in our modern day vernacular to about $600,000. So when the one servant that only got 1 still got something of high value. The one that got 2, of course, it would have been $1.2 million. And the one that got 5 talents, he was given $3 million. Each of them was given according to their ability. All right? But each of them, I want you to know whether they got 5, whether they got 2, or whether they got 1, it was valuable. You need to understand that. Is everybody understanding where I'm coming from? It wasn't cheap. It wasn't like you and I would think of. It wasn't no. One got $5, one got $2, and one got $1, all right? They actually got, this was a large sum of money for them to do something with. I want to go real quickly through this. Like I said, I don't want to keep you long, but I've got 6 points. But it's all right. I want you to first off notice with me that what we have is not ours. I need you to understand this. What we have is not ours. The Bible says in verse number 15, and unto one he gave to another, or one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. But he gave. Is everybody with me? The talents that these individuals had was given to them. It wasn't something that they earned. I need somebody to help me tonight. You got to get into this with me, all right? It was not something that they earned. It was not something that was based on how great they were, how rich they were, how smart they were. This was something that was given to them. It was given to them according to their abilities or capabilities or power, but it was something that was given nonetheless. In other words, if we were to look at this, we could call it this. These were gifts of grace. Is everybody with me? They were gifts of grace. Paul mentioned several gifts of grace. In Romans chapter number 12, do you have these, Michelle? You may not have had time. I give her the sheet. But in Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 3, do you have that? Girl, you go, girl. All right? It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. It was a gift. It was a gift of grace. Does everybody see that? Here Paul is talking about his apostleship, this grace that was given to him as he speaks in 12 and Romans 12 and in chapter number 3. But he says in verse number 4, for as we have many members in one body and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ and everyone members one of another. Look at this. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Listen, this is what he's saying. You have been given a grace. You have been given a gift, so use it. It's given. It's not something, don't boast of yourself. I need somebody to help me. Don't boast of yourself as if you are something. Every gift that you and I have is given to us. Paul talks about these gifts in Romans chapter number 12, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, in verse number 10. I don't know if you have this one up there, but in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and in verse number 10, Paul talks about the grace that was given to him
as a master builder. He said, I have laid a foundation and no other can build. You can't build upon it anything better than that which was laid, the foundation that was laid, which was Jesus Christ. And what Paul is trying to say here is I have been given a gift to lay foundations, to build churches. And he says, and I have put it to use. Is everybody hearing what I'm saying? According to the grace of God, which is, help me, given unto me. Matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 10, Paul once again talks about the grace of God. And in 1 Corinthians, I'm going to have to wait for you to get there on this one, Miss Michelle. But 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and in verse number 10, I don't have my iPad with me. I'll be heading in front of it. But the Bible says, but by the grace of God, oh, I need somebody to help me right here. I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Look at this. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, here we go again, but the grace of God, which was with me. In other words, this is what Paul's trying to teach us here about these gifts of grace. They are to be put to use. If God gives you a talent, God gives you ability, God gives you a gift, you are to put it to use.
That's right.
We've all been given. Come on, y'all. Amen. We've all been given these gifts. What we have is not ours. Amen. It is the Lord. And it is for the purpose of glorifying God and edifying the body of Christ. So as you see this tonight, and as we look at this tonight, I want you to get your heart right. I want you to get your mind right. I need everybody to listen to me. I know you're tired. I know you're ready to go home, but we need this tonight. God has given every single one of us something. This is Jesus that was speaking to us in Matthew chapter number 25. This is God himself that is speaking to us. And he says, I've given this one some talent, given this one some more, given this one a little less. He said, but all of them are required to do something with what I have given them.
Right.
What we have is not ours. He has the rights. I have the responsibility. He is the master. I and you are the managers. He is the sovereign. I need somebody to hear me right here. We are the servants. We're the servants in this story. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter number 4, in verse number 10 and verse number 11, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Bible says in verse 11, go up next one. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. And the church said, amen. What we have is not ours. I need somebody to listen to me. What you have tonight, what God has given you tonight, is not yours. I'm not talking about your money, although in application that is one of them. But there are gifts that God has given to every single one of us, and he expects a return on those gifts. Is everybody all right? Doesn't matter what that gift is, he expects a return on that gift. We must understand that what we have is not ours. I want you, number two, to understand that we're given only what we can handle. We're given only what we can handle. The Bible says that these men were given in verse number 15 to every man according to his several ability. In other words, there's some that can handle five talents. There's some that can handle two talents. And they some, I need somebody to help me right here, you just happen to have one talent.
Amen.
But all talents are valuable.
That's right.
I want you to understand that all talents are valuable. What God gives you, What God gives you, He gives you with the foreknowledge that you have the ability to perform it. I'm going to walk over on this side and say it because that is a really good point. What He has given you, He gives to you with the foreknowledge that you have the ability to perform it. Whatever that is. So when you say something like, I just can't do this, I just can't do that, I just don't know if I can do this, God wouldn't have given you the gift if you couldn't do anything with it. Stop going out and digging a hole and hiding your gift. Stop going out there and digging you a burial place and putting your gift in it and thinking you're doing something to help God out. If God gave it to you, then He's given you the ability and He'll give you the strength to perform it. What we're given is not ours. What we're given, or we're only given what we can handle. Number three, we must invest what we've been given. In other words, we're to go to work with the resources that we have been given, not to build our kingdom, but to build His kingdom. It ain't about, did y'all get that in the story? In this parable, these servants wasn't building their own portfolio. These servants wasn't going out there trying to make their own money. They were going out there and working with what they had been given, and they were increasing the kingdom of their master. God did not give you the talent. I need some, man. We are so messed up in this. We have commercialized church so much. God didn't give you the talent so you can go out there and make money off of it. Now, bless God, I'm thankful if God allow you to have some money, then praise the Lord. But He didn't give you the talent so that you could go out there and make a name for yourself or make money. Oh, I'm having some fun. I love preaching at this camp. I give my check back every year. He hadn't let me the last 2 years, so this is what I'm going to do this year. I was right there cutting my grass today, and I said, how am I going to do this? So here's what I'm going to do. All them camp workers, they don't get nothing. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go out there. I know what much they give me every year, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to get $1,000. That's what they give me to preach at this thing. I usually give it back, tell them to bring more kids. We're going to go get a $100 gift card for every one of them camp workers. Since He's going to make me take that check, I need somebody to hear me right here. I'm going to make sure that those that are working the hardest are the ones that get it. Because what I have learned is that God's good to me no matter what's going on in my life. And I can't outgive God. I can't go in. Listen, if I'm doing it for money and if you're doing it for money, then God will take away that talent that He's given to you. There's too many people. Commercialized Christianity. They become hirelings. We must invest what we've been given, not to build our kingdom, but to build His. Number four, there's a day of accountability that's coming. I need everybody to hear me. There's a day of accountability that is coming. The Bible tells us in verse number 19, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. That means that they had to give an account for the talent that they had been given and what they done with it. Amen. Everybody with me? Y'all having fun? It don't matter if you do or not. Is everybody all right? I want you to notice something about this day of accountability. It's personal. Amen. He went to the one that He gave five talents to. That's right. The guy with two talents wasn't there. That's right. The guy with one talent wasn't there. It was personal. He went to the guy that he'd given five talents, and the man said, hey, I have doubled it. And here I am to give you back 10 talents. And I want you to notice he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. He didn't say, well done, you smart guy. Boy, you the smartest one of the whole bunch. Listen, did everybody get that? Well done, thou good and faithful. There was two characteristics about this individual that he trusted him with five talents. He was good and faithful. Amen. After he got done with that, he told him, enter into the joy of the Lord, of thy Lord. The second, he went to the other guy that had been given two talents. He brought him to accountability. He said, man, I made you two. Hallelujah. I've doubled what you're giving me. I've invested it. I've turned it over. I've doubled it. Listen to what he got. Is everybody with me? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. He said, you've been faithful in few things, and he says, I'll make thee ruler over many. He said that to the guy with five talents too. He said, enter into the joy of thy Lord. Is everybody with me?
That's right.
Listen, don't miss this. Both of them got the same reward.
Amen.
One of them made more than the other one, but they both were rewarded the same. Why? Because the gift that they were given was according to their ability. I'm going to walk over here. I'm going to preach this somewhere else. It was the same reward. Say, preacher, I don't have the talent that you do. I can't stand up there and teach and do. I can't stand up there and preach. But there is something that God has gifted to you. And if you'll do your part, then when you and I stand before him, he's going to look at you and he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, because you have done something with what I have given to you. And so your reward is going to be the same as the preacher that gets to stand up there in front of everybody and preach the word of God with the talent that God has given to. Is everybody all right? The reward's the same. No matter how much talent you have, the reward is the same. Now stay with me, because we got one other guy to go to. This was the guy that got one talent. This guy that got one talent, he said, I know you was a hard man. I know where you reap, where you ain't strawed, all these things. And he said, so I went, I dug a hole, I buried my talent. And he said, right there where I buried it, that's where your money's at. Can you see him? I need somebody to help me. Can you see him? He's saying, this is what he's saying. Whew, I didn't lose nothing. I need somebody to help me. Hey, I didn't lose nothing. Your money that you gave me, the talent that you gave me is right where I put it. I got it put in a safe place. I don't use it. I haven't invested it, but I ain't lost anything either. Why? Because I was afraid. Everybody with me? Listen, what did he say about that? He said, thou wicked. Everybody with me? Let me get over here to it. I got to find it. He says in verse 26, his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Let me put that in Lake Park language. Thou wicked and lazy servant. Thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not straw. Thou oughtest therefore to put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. All right, now listen. Here's what. That word right there, it literally means interest. Stay with me. The first one, he doubled it. The second one, he doubled it. The third one did absolutely nothing. He was lazy with the talent that was given to him. And his Lord said to him, you should have done something. If nothing else, just a little bit of interest. If nothing else, not doubling it, just a little bit. In other words, you can do something. But you've chose to do nothing. And can I say this? There's a lot of folks in the church today that are hidden talents. They've dug a hole somewhere because they're scared. Yeah, fear, this is number five. If you're keeping up or writing down points. Fear is the greatest enemy to the steward. He said that he did nothing with the talent that God had given him. Why? Because he was afraid.
Oh, how many people, y'all help me. How many people does that apply to in the church today? They're sitting on the gifts that God has given to them because they're scared to death to use them. They're scared somebody's going to get upset. They're scared somebody's going to make fun of them. They're scared that somebody's not going to understand their gift. But God has given it to them. So here's a lesson we learned from it. If we'll do something with the gift, we'll be rewarded. If we do nothing with the gift, we will suffer loss. His Lord took the talent away from the lazy and wicked servant and left him with nothing. And turned around and gave it to the good and faithful. Now, I'm sure you've seen in the scripture, but it's almost as if the good and faithful servant entering into the joy of thy Lord is alluding to heaven. And it's almost as if that wicked and lazy, the Bible says that he'd be cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Come on, y'all, do you see the imagery? They didn't know when he was going to come back. He just left them with a promise that he'd return. He distributed gifts. He said, one day I'm going to come back. For you and I, it'll be the judgment seat of Christ where we'll give an account for those things which we have done.
That's right. Come on.
With the gifts that he has given to us.
That's
right. So I ask a question tonight. You hiding your talent? Or have you invested the gift that God has given to you? We got a sheet up there. Here for the last 3 weeks. Volunteers needed. Volunteers needed. You done dug a hole out in the backyard and got your talent hid away thinking that you're doing something good. Preacher, I'm not losing anything. I wonder, the rapture took place tonight. Trumpet was to sound tonight. You and I were to be standing in his presence. I wonder, Jesse, would we hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. How many Christians are going to hear, whew, thou wicked man. How lazy, man. I've given you these gifts. There was somebody out there that needed what I gave you.
Come on.
And today you stand before me lazy, suffering loss, while they're burning in hell. But you hid it. I gave it to you because I know that you have the ability to perform it.
Amen.
Heads bowed with me. How many of you find a place around the altar? Get your shovel. I need somebody to hear me. Get your shovel. Get up here. Come dig that thing out. You've been hiding it. Get your spiritual shovel. I need you up here. Quit playing around. We ain't playing church no more. Let's go. Get your spiritual shovel. Find your place around the altar.
dig that gift back up. That one that you said, I can't do nothing with it. I'm scared. Come do some digging. Find it. Unearth it. Put it to use. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. God, I thank you, Lord, for loving us. Lord, there's so many people, Lord, today. Lord, living the fear. God, what you've placed inside of them isn't good enough. It's not like everybody else's. It's not a gift that's celebrated. It's not a gift that's applauded. But God, it's a gift. It's a gift that you have given to them, a gift from their Creator, a gift from their Savior, a gift not to be hid, but a gift to be used for the furtherance of your kingdom, not so they could solicit it, not so they could make money off of it. That God, we may use it to honor, to glorify you, to edify other believers, to encourage, to strengthen. God, I pray tonight, the Lord, every person in this room will take the gift that's in them. God, put it to use. Lord, invest it in others. So that when you return, there'll be great dividends. Lord, we love you. Lord, tonight, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice will come to the understanding that there's coming a day of accountability. A day and a moment, the twinkling of an eye, and God will stand before you. Don't know when that time is. But Lord, you've never failed to fulfill a promise. You're sitting in the building tonight and say, preacher, I'm not ready for that trumpet to sound. I'm not ready to meet the Lord. If that trumpet was to sound tonight, I'm not sure I would go to heaven. That's you in the building tonight. I wonder if you'd just be honest with the preacher. Just lift your hand up. Put it right back down. Preacher, I'm not ready to meet the Lord. All right, our Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for our services. Lord, I pray that you bless us as we go our separate ways. Lord, I pray, Lord, for camp. Lord, I ask this church to partner with me in that prayer for these young people, for this generation. God, I pray in Jesus' name you'll continue to work as you have. God, I pray, Lord, that what I've been given and I share with them will yield a return. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.